Welcome to another edition of Candid Bridal. We are so excited to have everyone join us today on this recent edition of Candid Bridal. Today we have with us Darian.
Hi.
Savannah.
Hello.
And Cashin.
Hello.
Welcome, everyone. Today we're going to touch base with you on, so many wonderful things as we reflect on our values and our gratitude. I know that you looked up Savannah on the, not on our Instagram page, but actually on our website. Mm-hmm. And you're going to talk and read to us about our mission statement and our values. If you
Absolutely.
Want to touch base with us on that.
So our mission statement and our values, something we hold really, really dear. So we'll tie this all into what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. But our mission statement is that we are passionate about providing an outstanding bridal gown shopping experience for every bride. We are also eager to meet each and every woman that walks into our boutique, celebrate her and her love story, and to help her find the gown of her dream. That is the goal. That is what we strive for. And then I'll have Cash and read our values, because that is something that's also super important to us.
Okay, our values, it's not just about the dress. We believe that marriage is a gift from God and that we are the bride of Christ. Therefore, a wedding dress is symbolic of the bride adorning herself for her groom as we prepare ourselves for the coming of our Lord, which is so true.
It
Everything
is.
In that statement is, we just hold that up probably the highest.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
On a very beautiful pedestal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is. It's truth. And so that's why we sit and we talk about reflecting on our values and our gratitude. And it goes back to, over the years, we have so many different things that we'd like to just kind of touch points, because as we reflect, you can sit there and you can look at, ups and downs and mm-hmm. trials and different employees and different situations, maybe where we've had a difficult time. But in that season, in that particular season, I think it's where it's brought us to today. Mm-hmm. Because as a business owner, and I'll be sure to touch more on that on an individual basis, the things that go into being where we are today,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's so much that goes with that. And that being said, I don't know if any of you, each of you, want to just touch base on one of those.
Yeah, I would say in the 5 years going on six that I've worked here, there are certain things in the bridal world that I had no clue about, especially different accolades that you can receive in the bridal industry. I came into it not knowing that it'd be something that I would actually do for a career. And now that I have more experience, I see all the different things and accomplishments that Bella Rose has done, but also that I've been a part of. And it's really special to me, because now that I've worked with some of the people that work for the different magazines or anything like that, I'm like, wow, this is kind of like a dream where you see it on TV and then you get to live it. And it's really awesome, which we're going to touch base on some of the different things and awards that we've won, which it's a win, but it's also like a big blessing.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing. So, and you look at that, and before we even started this today, we talked about, we don't want to sound prideful or boastful. That is not what we're about. When you talk about this, we want to speak with humility.
Right.
Right? It's, you have to be humble, because no one person can achieve the things that we've achieved. And
right.
this goes to recognition, right, Darian? I mean, it goes to mm-hmm. recognition where you, without the customer in any industry that you're in, doesn't matter that we're in bridal. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, making donuts and coffee for someone.
Right.
We were talking about, you know, what sets us apart. When you talk about being set apart, there's a lot that goes involved with that. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have to be humble and you have to be willing to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, I don't know if any of you want to tell me a little bit more about that, what it means to serve. We just touched on that a little bit before we even started this, to talk to you about that today.
How I feel of what it means to serve is to be humble and kind. And when the bride walks through the door, she is there for one thing. She wants to find her dress. And I think us as consultants, it's our job to serve to her or to anybody who comes in that door looking for a tuxedo or a mother of the bride gown or a flower girl. Really anything that we offer, it is our job as consultants to serve them and help them find that in any way possible.
Right. Because they're not coming in here, right, for a cup of coffee and a donut.
Right. Yes.
And so we need to find out, right, Cashin, what they're looking for.
And I think when you do it with authenticity, that's one thing. Like, when I started, I just never realized how in love with the brides that you get. I mean, it's not even like a job. It's like, I mean, it is, but
it's like a friendship almost.
And
it's a relationship.
It doesn't matter. I've said this before. If you're tired or whatever, as soon as you hit the floor, it's because of them that we are that way. It's 100%. Not because we just decide we're going to turn it on. I mean, they encourage us in a way. And then, you know, of course we just want to serve them. We want to serve them in every way.
Because really, they're there for us just as much as we're there for them. Their energy and their excitement gets me excited.
Exactly. When you talk about looking at the bride, but you have to look at, too, there's even more to that. And that's as a company, right? There is a level. This is not something that, there's a lot of emotion that's involved with 100%. That. And anytime you're dealing with women and emotion, men, whatever it is, it's about a relationship and it's a level of respect and it's a level. There's so many things that go into that, that, you know, the dresses are heavy.
Yeah.
The dresses are heavy and we're moving and we're shaking and we're rattling and we're rolling.
And sometimes it gets hot.
Crank down the air conditioning. There are so many things, but over the years, we talked about over the years and we look at the relationships and when we talk about, and I'll go this way with you all in that, you know, you have to look at it as a parallel to your walk in the world, in your job, respect, marriage, love.
It can get hard,
caring.
But it's worth it.
It is. It's hard, but sometimes it's worth it.
It's always worth it.
But you know what? It's always worth it. And then you look at it, right, over the years, and you go, what? When we just wrote this list out, and we went, wow, we just talked about that
three pages in.
Yes, and exactly. And we just looked at we were talking about that today, saying you were talking about, because I know you're expecting Savannah, and we looked at, you know, how many years, and you're talking about your time, and we're like, oh my goodness, we are going on 6 years. And you look at, you know what, the 405 is our area code, and we sat down and we looked at 4 years that we have won the 405. Darian, let's talk about what year was the first year that we started out.
In 2022.
Was the first win for us with the 405. And what an exciting time that was to be voted by all of our brides. Brides, we couldn't do it without you.
Right.
Moms, brides, flower girls, groomsmen, customers that were coming in for accessories, shoes, purses, you name it.
And that was in the
midst
of the craziness of the world at that time.
Exactly. Was it COVID back then?
It was right after
everything
started.
Right after
COVID.
Everything started.
And that was a pivot, right? You go back to some of our podcasts.
And we had to adapt to that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We had to, and we were, I think everybody in the, any industry everyone was excited to be back, to be able to do what they
love. To serve, to work again.
To work again, right? And I know that, I don't even know when that transition was, because we never made a change in regards to closing our doors, because brides were still getting married. And so I distinctly remember when we were over at our other location where we had white gloves on, we were wearing masks, and we had a TV station literally looking through our doors, videoing us as we were carrying these wedding dresses and serving our brides in the midst of that particular
time.
Even
doing virtual appointments.
We were doing virtual appointments. Exactly. There were so many things that were happening. So I know Darian just shared with us 22. Savannah, we had 23. We were nominated again. And we were just like, really? Oh my goodness. This is like exciting. Mm-hmm. The 405, 22 we were voted in. 23 we were voted in. And then Cashin came.
24.
And I was literally driving on the, what was it? What's the main highway? What was it? 35. I-35. I'm driving on I-35 and I get a phone call from the Tulsa store and they go, guess what, Petra? And I was like, what? They go, you're never going to believe this. And I go, what? They go, we just heard who won the best of the 405. Never in a million years would I have thought we had won it again.
Again.
Because, and that's what Caitlin, she goes, Petra, are you sitting down? And I was like, I'm driving. And she goes, and I'm thinking, you know what, there are some other great bridal boutiques in the metro. And 100%. I was already thinking of a couple of them. I was like, I know they want it. And you know what? I couldn't believe it. I was like, Lord. And she goes, we won it again, Petra. And I go, we won it again? I almost wrecked my car.
Hey, that's why she asked you if you were sitting.
Are you sitting? But I'm driving, and I was, like, screaming, and I was so excited. And then, so like Cashin said, we just won the 24, and then we were just voted in again, number 25. And I was down in the Norman store this time, and the girls were like, I remember Madeline went in, and I think Madeline and Braylee were there, and I was just sitting, we were all sitting down, they go, you're not going to believe it, and I go, what? And I'm always so busy going and doing different things, and they go,
it's like, Peter, slow down, hold on.
Yes, and I go, we won it again, and it was 2025, we were voted in. And what happens is, when you get nominated like that, there are votes that go on in all these different categories. And in our category, we were voted in again. And I know that a lot of times we don't even have an opportunity because we're in the heat
of our bridal season. We don't advertise it.
We don't advertise it. You know, we try to put it on our story. And that's why we're so humbled again that we were voted it again. And it's so hard for us because they want you to keep it to, you know, what do you call it? They want you to keep it quiet until they make the announcement.
Right.
And it was so hard. I wanted to shout to the world again. You know what? Guess what? Shout to the heavens that we won it again. So 22, 23, 24, 25, 4 years in a row, we won the area code, zip code of the best of the 405, and grateful for that. So thank you to everyone again that voted for us. So then, I know I had a story, and I'll just shoot this out just really quick, and you guys, I know, will laugh at me, but beginning of this year, and we have, you know, deer in our neighborhood, neighborhoods in Oklahoma. There are, sometimes you'll be driving down a highway, or and I don't know if you guys have ever seen this before, where you'll see maybe the highway patrol, maybe, and Darian, she had to step away for a second to go greet a customer at the front, but you have to rally in maybe a cow or something, and you'll see maybe a cow in the middle of a road.
Yeah, I think I know where you're going with this story.
I think you're right. And so I came in early that morning, and I saw this beautiful little family of ducklings.
Oh yes.
There were seven little ducklings, and it was so precious. The papa mallard duck was in the very front, and mama was in the back, and her seven ducklings, and we've got this big road that goes a street.
We're on a main road.
Exactly. In Edmonds. Right? This main road. And I saw these ducklings trying to cross the street, and I was like, not on my time. And so literally I took my car, which is a Denali, and I honked the horn and let them get across the street because I didn't want anybody to run them over. So we got across the street, and mama and daddy mallard just waggled right across, and he was so proud, and he went off, and then the babies just followed along, and it was the best thing. And so then I go into the office and I get a phone call, and
but
I
the people behind you were not happy.
No, exactly. The people on the road, they were honking. Everybody was mad because I had stopped traffic. You're right, exactly, Savannah. I that's right, because people were on their way to work that morning, right? And as was that
you were
sweet
too?
Little family of ducklings. They had to do what they had to do. So yes, exactly. And so I got to the office, and I got in my office, and I had received a phone call, and it was from a magazine. And I was just like, what? I was in shock. I was really, and I said, Peter, I was just so excited with Vows Magazine. And he goes, you've been nominated to be on the cover of the magazine. And I was just like, I was just like, wait a minute. I go, the best thing that's happened this year so far, other than things, of course, with my family and everything. But I go, I just rescued a family.
I thought that was the best part of my day.
That was the same day. And I go, Peter, I just rescued a whole family of ducklings, daddy and mommy and the seven little ducklings. And I go, you're calling me to share this with me. I was just, I was, again,
elated
and so humbled again that I would have, that we were nominated for something like that. And so we got on the cover of Vows magazine, and it was the neatest thing. So if you haven't had an opportunity to maybe see that magazine, if you go into your bridal boutique, mm-hmm. they may have a copy of that. We have
it's
one
also
here.
An online version as
and
well.
And they do have an online version mm-hmm. of it. Exactly. And you can read a little bit more about that. And it kind of tells my husband and mine's history and a little bit about the three different locations and kind of our story, which is on there. And I'd love to share that more with you audience later. But so Vows magazine was another thing that was a big, big deal. I know that Darian, you had shared a little bit about the Knot, and we were in the Knot Hall
of
Fame.
Yes.
And I think you saw some of the different plaques that we've
yes.
had.
Yes. So we've gotten awards from the Knot as far back as 2013.
That's awesome. Awesome. And I know yes. I have some of them up in our Tulsa store, some of them down in our Norman store. So we've got different, you know, areas that we've been in the hall. And just to be right. in the Knot Hall of Fame is really
a big thing. And the cool
thing
about the yes. Knot, too, is it's not just for wedding dresses. It's for different vendors, different caterers, all the things, you know.
Exactly.
And these are simply based off of reviews. Mm-hmm. These are yes. not solicited reviews. We don't ask for them, mm-hmm. But they compile those things and they evaluate that. And
it's a big deal.
Yeah, yes. It's a huge deal because it's based on the customer experience
exactly.
and the customer coming into our store and seeing what we have to offer and what we can give to them. And so I think that that one's a really big accomplishment mm-hmm. to be in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to get an award, but to be a famer is
yes,
amazing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
exactly.
When I first started working here and I heard that you guys had gotten into the Hall of Fame and everything for the Knot, I was like, it shocked me.
Because right. that's what you
yeah.
see.
That recognition
everywhere.
Is a yeah. big deal. It really is. It's, right. you know, the 405 magazine. And, mm-hmm. and you know, that magazine is sent out to homes around mm-hmm. the 405. And so mm-hmm. people get that. And there's a lot of great information, different events that are going on, a lot of different things in our state. So to win that was really, really humbling. Mm-hmm. And the other thing with the 405 that we've done is we've dressed the women for the Her, and to have these
yes.
women.
That's
that are,
our favorite thing to
you
do.
Know, yes. We love that. And we were honored to be able to do it a second row mm-hmm. in a year, you know, second, did I say
year
that right?
Year in a row.
Mm-hmm. Second year in a row, mm-hmm. which was, you know, honoring and empowering and raising up remarkable
and
women.
Especially you
in
being
the 405.
A woman that's a business owner is.
Yes.
Yes. And to be able to dress women who move our city is, mm-hmm. is really, really a it's exciting. And so if you haven't had an opportunity to get your hand on the 405 magazine, be sure to pull one of those magazines and take a look at these wonderful women mm-hmm. who represent our state. It's,
yes.
it's
yeah.
really, really...
Because they're doing awesome things.
Exactly.
I think another great one, too, is the fact that our designers recognize us because mm-hmm. they're worldwide. Like, they're
oh,
all 100%. Over the world.
Yes.
And... I think that's another.
They could recognize anybody.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And to be recognized mm-hmm. and to be honored like mm-hmm. that is really a great thing. And so, and I know that you all have had the opportunity to select gowns and go through the gowns with the women of the 405. Mm-hmm. And what an honor it was for us
yes.
to be able to interact with these very, very special women in our state. Yes. So dressing the women for the 405 was another thing that we had recently in the last 2 years. And then the Knot, then... what else? Gosh, tell me more.
The Reader's Choice.
More. Yes, the
yes,
Reader's Choice. I know that Norman
one.
Just was, they were recognized in 2025.
Just
yes,
yep.
exactly. Oh, and then we talked about the Knot again. Tulsa has won mm-hmm. the Best of the Knot mm-hmm. 2 years in a row
yep.
up in that demographic mm-hmm. of
which
our state.
Which that's the 918.
The 918, exactly, mm-hmm. which is so exciting. Let's see. Oh, gosh, we could talk about our designers, like you said, Cashin, mm-hmm. with, you know, Pronovius. I had the honor of going over and I think we talked a little bit, so I won't go into that very much. But going to Spain and being able to go to that runway show and to be able to have those dresses, like you were talking about the designers mm-hmm. of the world mm-hmm. in our
who
store.
Who invite you personally.
Personally, a personal invite, exactly, to go and actually view. And if you haven't had an opportunity, go check out their YouTube videos, because I know, Cashin, yes, you love to do that.
Yes, mm-hmm. I watch our designers all the time. I can't get enough. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
yes.
Amazing.
Exactly. And then to be invited to go celebrate Inzoni and Elise over in Amsterdam and pick out their pieces and to celebrate their 20 years in business. Mm-hmm. You know, that says a lot about our designers, the longevity yes. of some of the designers that we've worked with. These are not just brand new designers. These are designers that have been doing this for a long time mm-hmm. that are recognizable. You know, we talk about Inzoni, we talk about Pronovius, Allure, Maury Lee. Yeah. Maury Lee, who's been in business for over 70 years. Mm-hmm. You know, they are phenomenal designers. And to see our brides yeah. that are recognized in these different magazines.
And yes. even with Maury Lee, we even put on a fashion show and yes. we had one of their reps and she came and emceed our fashion show. Like,
right?
And hello. Awesome.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes our brides are even reposted by the actual
designers. So like, that's just incredible. Amazing stuff.
Exactly. So, you know, be sure. And I'm so grateful to all the photographers mm-hmm. in our state mm-hmm. and out of our state that have been published in different magazines mm-hmm. with our gowns, from Rocky Mountain Bride in mm-hmm. Colorado to Glamour and Grace mm-hmm. to the Ruffle blog. Shout out to all of these different magazines mm-hmm. and blogs and Wedding Chicks.
Yeah.
And most recently was British Vogue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And just to see our rise in these different magazines. And another one, you know, our local magazine, which used to be the Brides of Oklahoma, has now branched out across the United States, and we've been with them pretty much since
they're
they
worldwide
started.
Now.
You know, they're literally in all these different states. They have actually set up different franchises, and that is really that's phenomenal to be able to say that we have been recognized in yeah. so many, and we've been on the cover of the magazine, the Wed Society, which used right. to be the Brides of Oklahoma, and it's just a reflection. We're just kind of,
that's why it's important to follow us like on Instagram and stuff to kind of keep up with mm-hmm. where we're going, because we're going
mm-hmm. right,
get on board, we want you to come yes. with
us. Exactly.
We're going, and this, you know, train is not stopping mm-hmm.
That's right. Exactly. And you look at Casablanca, when you walk down the hall you get to see
yes.
all those awards that
yes,
we've had
yes
with Casablanca, all the different customs that we've done, and just to
we had a custom rides. today.
Yes. Hello. Wasn't it beautiful?
Yes.
So oh, good. Her wedding
it
dress.
It was so beautiful.
Those sleeves
were amazing.
Two brides, actually, that came in today was kind of neat with their fittings. They both, their dresses fit them beautifully. Mm-hmm. Customizations. And not only that, one was getting married at a venue, The Springs in mm-hmm. Edmond, and the other one was getting married at The Springs down in Norman.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
You know, the southern part of our state to the northern part of our state, and that was so cool because they were both wearing Casablancas.
Yeah.
And so we can't wait to see those weddings. And I know, Darian, you worked with that bride today, too, that she tried on one of our veils, and they matched her shoes.
Perfect. Yes, her
oh,
shoes.
Awesome.
And those, that wasn't
her
even planned.
Her wedding colors
no.
were this beautiful dusty blue with sage green.
Mm-hmm.
And her, she had the most beautiful little flats on that had dusty blue and sage green floral pattern on it.
And that veil,
we have
perfect.
A veil that is fingertip length.
Yes,
and it has the dusty blue and the sage green, just little hints of it, not super loud.
When I walked in, she was like, look at my shoes.
Yes,
and I was like,
oh my goodness, it was perfect.
Wow, I wish I could have seen her.
It was yes. so beautiful.
That veil is gorgeous.
It is, and it's all so lined good. On the edges with those mm-hmm. colors and mm-hmm. the floral patterns. It just looked phenomenal.
So, you know, so when you tie everything back to our mission statement and our values, it all comes back to what I think, Savannah, you asked a minute ago. You said, the why. Why are we going to talk about our accolades? Mm-hmm. Why do we want to share this with our audience? And we do it with humility. We do it with gratefulness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here and there you'll see on our Instagram, we'll post that we're grateful because, you know what? The bride doesn't have to come here.
No. Right.
They don't have to buy
There's
with
plenty
us.
Of other beautiful shops and beautiful dresses.
All across the United States. And it's like, we're grateful. We really are. We appreciate
it. It's such an honor to be chosen by these brides
it
to
is.
Come in and find the most important staple of their life with us.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this is a moment, too. Like, this may not be the wedding, but mm-hmm. this is something
this is,
that you'll never forget. So when you choose us, it's just, it's very special. We are honored.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
And it's special. It's not only special for them, we recognize it, but it's special for us too.
Yes.
It's, we have discussions about, you know, that bride selecting that dress and how beautiful it was. And when we get to see the photos and, you know, the alterations and when we're steaming the dresses after, sometimes they'll take a dress that they selected and they may pair a different veil with it, or they have done special sleeves, or like today, right? There's so
yeah.
many little things. And so we get the opportunity to discuss that, but there's nothing better to see that vision come to life for that bride.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to see that in all of these different wonderful things that you have recognized us for. And we're grateful for it.
Yes.
We're
yes.
grateful for each other. I'm grateful yes. for each of you.
Huge
and
thank you.
The locations.
Yes.
And yeah, we're just excited. So can't wait for what is to come. And we'll be sure to share more. And like Savannah, like what you said, mm-hmm. audience, follow us on our different social media platforms.
You'll get to see the things as we go.
Absolutely. And
yes.
I know that we track these numbers. And I know the team gets really frustrated with me sometimes, but I'm going to tell you something. If you're listening to this and you are a bride or a customer, what is going on with the algorithm? I'm telling you what. I see it go up, it goes down, and we've been stuck at
a little over 6,000
yes. viewers on one platform.
That's
but
right.
combined between the three of them, we're over 10,000 or 11,000. I don't even know what it is anymore. I try not to look at that because you know what? Our audience is, what do you call them? They are not purchased. They are
earned.
Authentic. Earned.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Followers. And followers that do follow us on all of our platforms, thank you. A big shout out to you. Thank you. Because there's not one time that I have purchased a follower. And very seldom, I've run one boost.
Yeah.
Instagram, I don't know if you're listening to this or not, but you
probably
know, I'm going to boost. I'm going to start boosting.
Yeah. And I will say the point is not to get 5 million followers. The point is that we want to reach any bride that needs help.
Exactly.
Right. And thank you
Authentic.
For spreading the word to our brides that we have served.
Like, hey, we're here.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
That
and
has,
if
you need
the majority
me,
of our business
that has
anyway
such
is word of
a
mouth.
Good experience. Yeah. Spread the word. We would love to serve your friends. I mean,
sisters. We've gotten sisters,
How
friends,
many sisters
aunts,
and friends,
even
yes.
moms
that we see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Referrals and different things like that. Exactly. And so we're, big shout out to everybody. Just stay tuned. We have a big giveaway that we're getting ready to do again. And I know, Savannah, that you had mentioned that one of our designers, Maury Lee, we did that big fashion show last Christmas.
Yes.
And with that fashion show, we actually partnered with them. They gave away, what, a wedding dress?
Yes.
Bridesmaids?
Mm-hmm. Up to $1,500, which
yes.
is amazing.
Which
it
was
is.
Huge with that designer.
Mm-hmm.
And so stay tuned because we have a really good giveaway that's going to be coming up for a bride.
But you have to follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
Right. Follow us on Instagram.
It's amazing, though. You're going to want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. follow along. And we just want to give you all an opportunity, again, to comment. You know, comment.
Mm-hmm.
We apologize that we're not always posting every Thursday, but I know we just had one just recently go up again.
Yes.
We're going to get better. This is number 28,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to start really getting these out to our audience.
Yes.
And you know what? I don't know. Maybe you're going to hear some different stories about different bridal appointments.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love
that.
I
love
oh,
it,
too.
You know, maybe we'll talk about some of the different, I don't know, tell us what you want to hear.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
You know, let's talk.
Yeah.
You know, tell us what you want to hear.
Something you're curious about or interested in hearing, go
mm-hmm.
ahead and comment down
below.
We
have stories for days.
Yes.
Exactly. And you know what else is that, you know, I know everybody loves to watch Kleinfeld say yes to the dress. Mm-hmm. I know everybody likes to watch. I think there's one in, what is it, down in, oh, the southern states with Lori's bridal.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking
about. It's like Lori's. It's like a bridal spinoff.
Yeah, I had a bride that came in the other day, and she goes, I love watching that show.
Yeah.
So, you know, and there's so many different bridal shows out there now.
And I will say with podcasts, like, do you prefer a videoed podcast?
Right.
Do you prefer listening to it while you're getting ready for work in the morning? Like, what? Tell us what you want, and we will deliver.
Yeah, because I listened to one today, literally while I was in my office sorting paperwork and things like that. And I listened to it, and I got some great, great information and insight. And the other thing is that with podcasts, oh gosh, Savannah, you just touched on one thing. What do you like to listen to? You know, and somebody was asking me the other day, do you like short podcasts, long podcasts? Mm-hmm. We have a little bit of everything. And I will tell you, one of the ones that was really tracking really well when we looked at our analytics was talking to Cindy over at Timber Valley.
Which was a venue.
Right. Yes. And we got great traction on that. The other one was when we talked to one of our personal brides. So get ready to hear from some more venues and brides and just we're going to get as creative as we possibly can because we love talking to our audience.
We love talking.
We love talking. Exactly. Yeah. We always have something to talk about. I know. And you know, that's something that I'm trying to do really, really, because in bridal, you have to listen. You really have to listen because the bride, it's her platform.
Absolutely.
It's her time to stand and shine. And that's one thing that you guys are great at because that's why you're so successful, is because you listen. I like to, that's
two
been
ears.
My things. One mouth, two eyes, and the five senses are so important. And that has been one thing that God's been speaking to me a lot about right now, is to listen, but to listen to those senses. Those things are very, very, very important in no matter what industry you are. So anyways, we'd like to thank our audience for joining in again on another edition of Candid Bridal. Hashtag
keeping it candid.